Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's our opportunity to talk to the owner, general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones. How you doing today, Mr. Jones?
Hey, man, I'm doing fine. I'm in Florida at our fall meetings of our NFL ownership. So we've got a little tight schedule going on here for the most part of today and early part of in the morning. So I'm down here doing a little league work.
Well, we greatly appreciate you taking the time to still jump on 105.3 The Fan so we can visit with you and see what's on your mind and, of course, represent how fans are feeling and get your reaction to that, which I know you enjoy. And, hey, we'd be remiss not to acknowledge the fact that there's a fan base who feels like they have a coach on the hot seat or should be on the hot seat. And would like to start off by allowing you to just kind of address that. It seems like most Cowboy fans are in a situation where they feel like your head coach should be held responsible for this three-game losing streak.
Yeah. Well, you're not allowing me to do anything. I want to talk about our team, talk about our coach. I have felt that we've got a lot invested in Jason Garrett. He's had a lot of years that he's been a part of the Cowboys, and he's evolved into what I think is a top coach. He would be a very sought-after coach if he were out here in the open market. So there's a lot of pluses there. He brings a lot to the table, and I can genuinely say that that is not a thought that I'm having, so it would be unfair to our fans for me to have any indication about what I may think the future is as far as a head coach. Everybody's aware that we're on the last year of his agreement. But that really just means that we can all sit down and take a look at things at the end of the year. That was the case when he had won the first three ball games, and still the case today after losing the last three.
So, Jerry, whenever we have your son Steven on, we always have him on Mondays right before he's about to go into the coaches meeting, and you guys are going to look at what happened and talk about the approach and all those things. And so we always miss out on the opinions after that meeting. When you got with Steven and the front office and the coaching staff and Jason yesterday and talked about what actually happened on Sunday, what did you take away from Jason's approach to the game? Did you agree with his approach to the game? Some of the reasons things did or didn't work. What did you take out of the coaches and front office meeting yesterday in regards to Sunday?
Yeah, well, that was yesterday, and I was in New York yesterday.
Oh!
I didn't come home after the ball game, and so, and Steven's sitting here about 3 feet from me right now. And so, but we were called in and heard the reports of that guys play better. Some play well, some play not as well. Across the board, those meetings that you have when you lose a ball game leave you with a better taste in your mouth. So I sometimes say maybe I shouldn't even go to the meeting because we lost the game, period. That's what ought to be the aftertaste. And I know our fans understand that statement. But it basically was a mixed bag. I wouldn't and never have gotten into individual grades or who basically from the nuances of a coach grading out a player of his, whether or not it was mental and whether or not it was effort. I've never gotten into those kind of grades there. But we graded out, in my mind, the way the score ended up. Their quarterback really played well, better than I expected that he would play after that layoff. But he's a good player, and he really throws the ball well, and that was a big win for him and his career. And so we did play a team that had good quarterback play. And they were physically, and I would think it would be safe to say that they were able to basically have more influence in their fronts, both fronts, physically, than we had anticipated. So from that standpoint, we won the turnover battle. We won the possession battle. We let them make the big play. They had the catastrophe of getting stopped, and then they turn around and make the big play, which arguably was a 14-point swing. So, you know, all of that has it looked, make no mistake about it, there's no one that was smiling or had a good feeling about our game on Monday morning.
So, Jerry, on that fourth and two, I mean, you're obviously a guy who's talked about taking on risks and the payoffs for that, and how nothing ventured, nothing gained. But were you on board with going for that fourth and two at that moment?
Again, that would be in the neighborhood of second guessing. If Zeke had found a crease and scored, then I'm on board. If he got stopped, I'm not on board. So, frankly, I'm just like the rest of us out there, and I want always what didn't work, change it. But you know, your options there are quarterback sneaks. Your options there are look for the kind of option that we had when we were going for two. That's the type of play that you can do in those circumstances. And so, you know, so much for that. We really did come up short on a couple of key plays, and you could easily say that's the way the game went. Others would remind you, but Jerry, don't you think you should have had a more dominant game against a team like the Jets? In the NFL, any time you line up, because of the nature of professional football, they pay their players exactly what you pay. And they're great players. You normally would like to have two-thirds of the team that's sitting over there. You'd probably have tried to get them on your team. Anytime you walk out there, you got a chance to get beat.
Talking to Jerry Jones, presented by Ford. He's at the NFL League meetings in Florida. So, Jerry, we spend a lot of time on this show talking about modern NFL game management, and we do a lot of second guessing. Do you believe philosophically that game management is an important, super important part of coaching? And if so, do you generally agree with Garrett's philosophy on staying more in the moment as opposed to more big picture game management stuff?
Yeah, well, you said Garrett's philosophy. I'm not so sure that I can articulate without enough vagueness. What is philosophy? Is philosophy always going forward on fourth down? Doesn't that depend upon what part of the field you're on? Doesn't that depend upon down and distance? Doesn't that feel upon time in the game? All of those kinds of things. So if you're asking me that I can differentiate between Garrett's philosophy, other coaches in the league's philosophy, I don't know that I've got the years it would take for us to go through that and try to pin down a moving answer. I can't tell you what that game management philosophy is. I know you want to save your timeouts and have as many of them right at the end as you possibly can. But I also know that you want to use some of them for what they were intended for, and that's to correct an obvious error in officiating. But guess what? In the league today, we're not overturning anything. So you want to use your time for there, or do you want to use your time to not get overturned at the end of the game? So, again, I know that I'm being I know I'm not being specific to your question, but obviously, if I just totally disagreed with Garrett and his philosophy, then he wouldn't be the coach.
That's a good way to answer it right there. We're talking to Jerry Jones, the Bennett Skin Show, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. And staying on Coach Garrett here, there's so much that he does that he's really good at. He's a leader of men. He's a man of high character. You know, there's not anybody who interacts with him that doesn't like Coach Garrett. But Cowboy fans are curious about the game day skills and those types of things.
Well, they should be. They should be. I want them to be, and I don't want to interrupt you with your question, but my goodness, I want them curious about every nuance of game day. That's one of the things I'm excited about the future. I think some of the things we've got coming in the future, gaming, things like that, I think it's going to increase the intensity and the eyeballs of people watching. I actually think replay, even in its inexact or in its inaccurate form, increases the interest in the game. The game last night, Detroit and Green Bay, the calls were the subject of most of the talk after the ball game. And they're the talk this morning, and they'll be the talk this week. As long as they're talking, keep it going.
Yeah, exactly. And I love your approach to that. I think that's right on the money. And I think what I wanted to ask is just in your opinion, what is the best thing Coach Garrett does on game day?
Oh, I think he's tremendously organized on game day. I think without a question, he's in his career, you'd say, Garrett have his team ready? Does Garrett, you know, we all need a certain discipline. We all need order. He creates that. There are so many things that Jason Garrett does well. You can't separate coach from the person. And so you've got to look at integrity. You've got to look at skills, people skills, all of those kinds of things. Does he have a bad moment or a moment that he'd like to do differently with people? I have them by the hour. And so you're right. It's degrees. Some people have long suits. Some people have short suits. And you can get it done with all of those frailties or all of those qualities. But the big thing is, Jason Garrett is a really, really top individual that happens to be coaching. And at least for the period of time that I've known him, I've known him for 20-something years. He's been our coach for 10, knew his dad for 20 years during that period of time. I think we answered it right off the bat. He wouldn't have been our coach for 10 years. Do I not think he has a lot of great qualities to coach?
Talking to Jerry Jones, presented by Ford here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Obviously, when you lose three in a row, there's sort of some overarching themes, and one of them has been that perhaps in some people's estimations, at least mine, this defense is underperformed. I thought they were possibly a top five or six defense, and that hasn't been the case. Why do you think that is? Do you think your defense is underperformed?
Oh, I think we can... have had times when we can tackle better. I think we've had times when we've got some backs that if they'd looked back at the ball, they wouldn't have gotten the calls for interference. And if they'd looked back more, I've seen us make some plays where we did look back and have a great defensive plays. I think you can take bad angles. I've seen Heath take great angles and make great plays. I've seen his angles lack. That's important at safety that you do that. I think you've got to have some instincts back there. 27 has them. I think Aruzi has them. So I've seen Byron Jones. I've seen Byron Jones really do some real good things. Two or three of those guys I just mentioned did them better last year. We're having, but this is just the first third of the season this year. We may be having a different conversation in the next six games, one way or the other.
Mr. Jones, there's Cowboy fans and NFL fans alike who are frustrated with NFL officiating. I'm not trying to get you fined here by any means, but you're very involved in the league at a very high level. Are you satisfied with officiating in general in the game right now? And if not, what could be done to make it better?
I think that any time you try to create complete consistency and complete accuracy. Just call it right. You've missed the point of how the rules can be interpreted. We've got hands to the face. Well, we also call hands to the neck. You saw the plays last night.
Yeah, right.
Controversial.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got hands to the neck. So what are you trying to accomplish? Is it called much? No. We had the same rule on the books for probably the first 15 years I was in the league, and that was you can't touch a guy as a secondary pass defender. You can't touch the receiver 5 yards down the field. You can't check him. You can't put your hands. You can't do that. We never enforced it. We decided to start enforcing it, and we changed the game for the benefit of the offense. When we started enforcing touching the guy past 5 yards down the field, are we enforcing it a little different now? I think so. On terms of touching them 5 yards down the field, you need to get your head. You need to look around. You can't be touching them and fighting them and hand checking them and doing all that kind of stuff. Touching them, yes, but you better get that head around and look like you're looking at the ball. You won't get it called if you get the head around. Generally speaking.
And yet, when you get the head around, you lose the receipts. God, it's also difficult. All right, so Jerry, we know you got to get back to your meetings there, but we do want to find out how your birthday went down. You were in New York. I'm assuming that despite the loss, you guys figured out a way to have a good time Jones style.
Well, you can imagine we didn't expect to have a loss, and we did. I would say, Jerry, surely you don't go through life going to a football game and not think you might lose the game, do you? And of course I don't. And I know that those kinds of things happen. I know you have all kinds. I did appreciate, though, just by the nature of it, I got to be with a lot of my family and my immediate family, kids and grandkids. And that made a nice time. You know, seriously now, I can get up and get indignant, and I can get mad with the best of them. I can do that. But I really, when I pout for over a few seconds, or I really catch myself complaining, I ask my friends to get away from me, and I duck because lightning's going to strike me. I've had it too good to complain.
So,
the man will take care of this flat because if I'm complaining.
Oh, that's awesome. I do want to know that, you know, with age comes perspective. We all know that, and we certainly wish you a very happy 77th birthday. And I'm just curious, if you could go back and talk to young Jerry Jones at age 17 and young Jerry Jones at age 47, what would you go back in time and tell yourself, and how would that message be different from 17 to 47?
You know, I've had a lot of fun. And, you know, nobody's supposed to live a life of just fun, but I've had a lot of fun. And I would say, I know you want to accomplish, and I know you want to make your family proud of you. And by the way, I know you want to have not be worried about how you're going to pay your bills. And I knew all of that. I knew admiring a cashier that made $100 a week. And I said, if you ever got to where you could make $100 a week, you could quit worrying about money for the rest of your life. And I remember that like yesterday when I looked at it. But, of course, I got exposed to sport, and I had the complete area. I will tell you that I've always felt that you need to be doing both. You need to be not only focused and having something that's got you excited, but you need to be having some fun. And so I practice that, and I've had too much fun when I should be working before, and I've had too much work when I should have been having fun before. So I kind of at least realize that you're supposed to spend a little time smiling. I did that very early. And when I played football, it'd be arduous. It'd be tough. Gosh, those old two-a-days, and everything would be going good. I remember one time over at Little Rock, we were playing Baylor. And we'd been up and down the field, up and down the field. You could hardly breathe. And our quarterback got intercepted right as we were scoring a touchdown. Bobby Maples ran it back 80-something yards, All-American for Baylor. As it turned out, I caught him. And when I caught him, knocked the ball out. We recovered it right there and had to turn around and go back 85 yards to go. And our coach was always saying, men, you see your character. You see your character in the fourth quarter when you're tired. And I said, laughingly, I said, man, I couldn't even breathe. I said, if we can get this thing from here in, we got character. We got character. Let's go. And so the whole point is that there's always time and a good time for a little humor, and I have practiced it.
No question. Mr. Jones, thank you so much for your time today. We understand how busy you are. We're grateful for the time, and we look forward to visiting with you again soon. And on behalf of us and all Cowboy fans, happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys very much.